is that we are making a joyful noise to people that don't supposed to be dying yet.
Music is a spirit. Music is life. Life is
Charles Pierce.
Emails don't come to him. 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 Emails don't come to him.
Okay.
Emails don't come to him. Emails don't come to him.
All right, we're live.
Emails don't come to him. Emails don't come to him. Emails don't come to him. Emails don't come to him.
Is that Roscoe today? Yeah, Roscoe with jams. I just missed it. I just got in. I missed that bit. All day rave, noughties. 2000 to 2010. Six music, doing it in the summer, in the summertime. So last week, you might remember we did, if you were listening in, we did 90s. It was a great, really great decade. A lot of hip-hop we played last week, and we kind of played quite a lot of stuff stateside. I thought this week, let's just keep it UK, keep it European. I mean, there'll be a few American bits here and there, but fundamentally, club culture and the whole concept of all-day raving, well, it took on so many different directions and sub-genres that were invented in this place. From dubstep to garage to two-step to darkstep to UK funky to broken beat, every version of house music, and of course all the foundation areas, the jazz, the soul, the boogie, the disco, clubs all around the country. What a great decade to get around and to find that place that was playing that special music, that special sound. I'd like you to let me know and send me a voice message. I'm enjoying these. WhatsApp 03700 100 600. Just send us a message. Tell us what the club was that you sort of just found some amazing music, not the normal stuff. Funnily enough, in Manchester there was a club called the Music Box, Jimmy's. And the Unabombers used to play there. As did Mr. Scruff. Some of the best parties I've ever had were in that spot. So love to Manchester's Music Box. Bring it back. Here with the Unabombers. With a track from bang in the middle of that decade, Sunshine Love.
Rave.
Even though I can't find my way, your heart's been keeping you away. Don't be afraid, cause I know that.
Oh, soon there'll come a day when you will turn around and say,
my heart's in such a lonely place. Gotta tell you now how I'm feeling. I feel so good today. But what about tomorrow?
Penelope Wixon has given us a little reminder of Custard Factory in Birmingham. Yeah, so many great sessions in there. Bring it back. Bring it back, Adam Regan. And Lenny Harmony reminding us of Club 11 in Amsterdam. So many people shouting out, Plastic People, amongst others, the Buzz and Fly Night. Thank you, Mick Stevens. And lots for Manchester Electric Chair, Keep It Unreal, Music Box, Paul. Yeah. Leave Me Alone, reminding us of Empire Middlesbrough. Saw some great DJs there. Roger Sanchez, probably my favourite. Air in Tokyo, Yellow in Tokyo, Unit in Tokyo. A little bit of stateside, because this break, all over the place, every dance floor, sped up, slowed down, normal pitch, Anne-Marie, One Thing.
Get to that's how you'll cool. Sell it as I sell you. They say if it's gonna come through. Workers gonna save you, praying you were all fools. I could help you, don't let it get to you. If it's got money, get it. That's that your cool. Sell it to sell you.
We are definitely going in this afternoon. I hope you enjoyed the music so far. We are inside that decade, 2000 to 2010, all day rave. I want to do the 70s, by the way. We haven't done that here on 6. Come on, they were raving hard in the 70s. No 70s, no 80s and beyond when it came to dance music. Dance music did not start in 1987. Acid House was not the beginning. Shout out to the originals. But from 2000 to 2010, there was so much going on. Trying to get as much in as possible today, give you those memories, the breaks, where Adam Friedland and Tayo, people like Carl Cox came in. Through to the jungle, we did a lot of that last week. But we've got some heavyweight producers coming through for you today. Conversation in a words of music format. We've got Noodles, Groove Chronicles, and Cooley G. Both incredibly pioneering producers. and Buraka Som Sistema, MIA Galang. I remember playing that one as a dub play. She actually came into the studio when I was on Radio 1. Probably one of my most complicated interviews historically. We're going to find it actually and try and play some of it in the coming weeks. Shout out to MIA. Of course, MIA worked very closely with Switch, later with Diplo and Sinden and all that crew. I'm going to get into a little bit of that as well. Solid groove. And Ben Westbeach, so good today. Out to Ridge, the whole crew in Liverpool, Chibuka Shake Shake, Iconic Club, Post Cream, Into Something Brand New, opening up the boundaries, importing some hot DJs from America, bringing in the UK sounds, and definitely developing club culture beyond the super club. Don't forget, send us a message. A voice note. Shout out your favourite club. 03 700 100 600. You're listening to Giles Peterson. August 2022. All day rave. And a great record label. There were so many that came through. Hyperdub. Deep Medi. Euphonic. This came out on Inertia. Music from the Electones.
giver. You're my last and my first. You're my good luck at my worst.
You're my love.
You're my pain.
You scream when I see great.
But you're my bad.
And I'm your good.
There are words misunderstood.
So move with me.
You are my hand.
I'm your three-man, one-man band.
You're my feet.
I'm your toes.
Where you come from, no one knows.
I'm your breath.
You're my tongue.
I'll fuel when you look
out. You're my vision.
I'm your sand.
And you are butter.
I am lens.
I am nervous.
You are calm.
I see lines upon your palm.
I am close.
We are near.
Though the ending is not clear.
We are separate.
We are one.
The division has begun.
Forget the time I first heard this one.
Wow.
And he keeps on being creative at the front of music. And still now, his name Matthew Herbert. Whatever it is he does. He did the Radiophonic workshop for a bit. He's got his label Accidental. Made this iconic record in 2001. The audience, Herbert. Day Rave, Six Music. And we played you Lady Sovereign as well. One of two I'm going to be playing on the Casual label. Lady Sovereign went on to sign to Def Jam. I don't know what happened after that though. A random.
You and us together, together in this room.
Going to be hearing from Noodles, Groove Chronicles.
You will not.
Coolie G, we got a mix as well. A selector's mix, Mafalda, for the final 30 today.
You and I together, together in this room. You will not remember this passing moment soon.
Six Music. BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Prominent writers and politicians have condemned the stabbing of the author Sir Salman Rushdie, who's on a ventilator in hospital after being attacked in New York State yesterday. He's been the target of death threats for decades after he wrote the controversial book The Satanic Verses. The Booker Prize-winning author Ian McEwan said it was appalling. Boris Johnson said Sir Salman was attacked while exercising a right we should never cease to defend. The leader of Plaid Cymru, Adam Price, has called on Jonathan Edwards to resign as an MP and leave the party. He had been sitting as an independent MP for Carmarthen East and Dinnevor since being cautioned by police for assaulting his wife in 2020. Our political correspondent David Wallace Lockhart says Mr. Edwards says he will not be rejoining the Plaid Cymru group at Westminster.
He's put a statement up on Facebook. And he says he thinks there's a dangerous environment at the moment where no one is able to show genuine remorse or try to build a better life, as he puts it. And he goes on to accuse senior figures within the party of misusing, as he puts it, their positions of power by subjecting me to vindictive and vengeful coordinated political attacks.
The Environment Agency has urged households to try to save water after declaring a drought in 8 parts of England. The agency says it's been the driest summer for nearly 50 years and it'll take weeks' worth of rain to replenish water sources. Farms are being particularly badly affected. Chris Ordish works on a cattle farm in Leicestershire.
25 litres and yeah, we've got quite a few cows, so yeah, you can imagine how much we're going through at the moment. About 150 cows, 25 litres each time.
An unprecedented demand for services has led to the NHS in Shropshire declaring a critical incident. It means some non-urgent operations will be rearranged. Yesterday, NHS England announced a series of measures designed to avoid similar incidents this winter. They include more emergency call handlers for the 999 and 111 services and thousands of extra hospital beds. Delays on the railways across England, Scotland and Wales continue this afternoon as train drivers strike in a row about jobs, pay and conditions. Members of the ASLEF union at 9 companies are staging industrial action. Avanti West Coast, Cross Country, Greater Anglia and the London Overground are among the services affected. Steve Montgomery chairs the Rail Delivery Group, which represents train companies.
The key thing for us is how do we reform the industry? How do we get better working practices that can save money and stop taking as much money off the taxpayer? That's the key thing. But we also recognise to also get reform, we can then pay our staff a pay increase.
6 Music News, your next update is 4:30.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Hi Giles, this is Callum Roo and Harry. Currently chilling on the Thames, listening to the tunes, which are absolutely lovely. Keep them coming.
Don't wake me, I'm still dreaming. I don't see you, I can't feel you. I'm alone for real in my mind. I'll feel this all night when my life takes flight.
This is a dream. Cause she's the reason that I wrote this rhyme. And I bet she'll never care, yeah. But I go all out of my way just to deliver this rhyme. But she'll never know. No, oh,
suggestion for the all-day rave. I'm Digging in Brownswood by DJ Rels. Remember you playing this one down the bomb in Nottingham in the early 2000s, and it was amazing. Enjoy the sunshine, sir. See you soon. Bye.
All-day rave. Back to the 2000s. All day rave, back to the 2000s.
Giles Peterson, da BBC 6. Música. Giles Peterson, da música.
Thank you.
Sometimes I feel like there's no use in trying. Why can't I face the fact we've lost what we'll never get back? I don't know where did we go wrong? I say I'm leaving, but my feelings are too strong. And baby, you know I'm in love, baby. So in love with your darling. Just make believe in I'm in love, darling. So in love with you, baby. When I say I'm leaving, girl, I'm just make believe in I ain't going nowhere. No, baby, I ain't going nowhere. Oh, no. Talk to your mama, mama. Oh,
Gets me every time. And the mad thing about this track was that when MJ Cole made his album, the one that got nominated for a Mercury Prize, this track didn't make the album. Find it on the B-side of one of the singles, Waiting for the Day, MJ Cole. In memory, Lamont Dozier, you heard Why Can't We Be Lovers inside the Hype Mango. And Craig Charles is going to be doing a special Lamont Dozier tribute today. So I had to slip that one in. So we're inside the UK garage. I preferred it when they used to call it just two-step, although of course two-step, not to be confused with two-step, the soul version, that was always a bit confusing, a bit like Afrobeat and Afrobeat. They kind of took the two-step word and gave it a whole new musical meaning, but it worked. We finally got used to it, then it got into UK garage and all sorts of versions of dubstep and darkstep and all of that. And one of the purveyors of the really exciting stuff was Stephen Jude, a.k.a. Noodles, who was, of course, founder member of Groove Chronicles with Lewis Beadle, a.k.a. LB. And they've been putting music out for years. Their music is really gaining new relevance in 2022. So many of the new generation finding their beats and realising that they were way ahead of their game. So we're going to be listening to and finding out a little bit more from Noodles coming up. And this is another little special from that MJ Cole period, though. Another unreleased piece called Dawn.
Giles, you're taking me back in time to my uni days. Amazing. Keep it up.
It's New Lords Groove Chronicles, DJ, producer and owner of Deeper Recordings. I started the music as a part-time DJ for Zoom Records in Camden Lock. A chance meeting with the then owner inside a nightclub called Rage at Heaven's Nightclub. He had a stall and he was selling vinyl in there. We got chatting. He told me about his new shop. I said, "Do you want a job?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So, you know, that was my beginning. Working in the record shops, you hear loads of music and genres. And in my mind, while I was mixing, I could hear beats and bass lines going together. And I was like, I want to make something like this. It was no real genre. I just called it hybrid, influenced by what I heard in the shop. Jungle, house, garage, R&B, anything that sounded good to me. So tracks like 99 became a track that was used, often used by grime DJs and MCs, and Black Puppet was played in the dubstep scene. I was actually glad that those tracks had longevity, to be honest, to like, you know, come from the 90s to the 2000s. So yeah, that was good. Various clubs in the 2000s, from Leisure Lounge, Scala, Book Club, Miniature Sound. Two places I actually liked was the Edition Hotel. Really good sound system in there. Enclosed glass doors that was just like, you know, you can't hear nothing in there. And also I liked the Vaults in Waterloo. Different. Never played there before, got told about it, went down there. Yeah, it's a nice kind of underground kind of feel to it.
Watch this.
Yeah. First time was a track that two-step sound, soulful with R&B touches. That's kind of summed up my sound then and obviously now still.
Make it feel. Take your time.
Special 2000s. It was a signal for a change in music for me, more of a progression for what I wanted to do next. And also there was quite a lot of new talent coming about, which was good because that's what we need to move music forward. Hey, this is Noodles Groove Chronicles and you're listening to Giles Peterson on BBC Six Music.
You're listening to The Streets and Giles Peterson. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Make yourself at home. We got diesel or some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne, turn off your phone, cause this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations, Web Henry with precision, a few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler. Lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia, and this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a cob track. Pull out your sack and sit back. Whether you white or black, smoke weed, chase brown or toot rock, we're on a mission, support the cause, sign a petition, summon all your wisdom, the music's a gift from the man on high, the Lord and his children. Triple team Uru boys, come rain or snow, the Buddha flows. You don't know? Stand on the corner, watch the show, cause life moves slow. Sort your shit out then roll. Sex, drugs and on the dole. Some men rise, some men fall, I hear your call, stand tall now.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
We got to play you some Black Science Orchestra. Out to Ashley Beadle. Thank you, Noodles. Thank you, The Streets. We're doing the Noughties. Six Music All Day Rave. Radcliffe and McConey had Nightmares on Wax. Huey had DJ Prime Cuts. Jams had Rosca and Benga and Koki. We're going to be hearing from Coolie G, and we're going to be hearing as well in the mix from the brilliant Mafalda. That Mafalda was part of a club when I first heard her, met her in Porto, called Trinta e Um, one of the best clubs in Europe. And keep us informed with your favourite clubs. What's that? 03 700 100 600. Six Music, Saturday afternoon, all day rave.
y'all. Yo, 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 turn it up, y'all. It's your boy JDZ. Yeah, aka J Dilla, whatever, whatever. You know how we do it. Josh Peterson, turn it up, up.
Giles and Denzel Curry, and you know me by now because we on a we rocking with Giles. We on the BBC and the, nah, I can't say that.
Giles Peterson.
anything you see, never let you go. Keep you close to me, the only thing you see, never let you go. I'm gonna be the only thing you see, never let you go. Keep you close to me, the only thing you see, never let you go. I wanna be forever on your mind. So you think about me all the time. I'll leave dust in your eyes. Then take your hand when you're blind. I want you to want me.
Sometime about 2009, I made my way to Fabric with two of my friends. We got into the queue about 11 or 12, and we were there for an hour or so, making friends, having a lovely time, when the bouncers came along and told us we weren't going to get in for 3 or 4 hours, so we decided to sack it off and made our way back to the station, where one of my friends started chatting breeze to this random geezer on the street, to which I was like, come on. And he was like, I can get you into Fabric. And I kind of rolled my eyes and was like, yeah, whatever. And then he walked us to the front of the queue and walked us straight to the club, and we got in and had a lovely time.
About all of my good friends that had to die, that had classic, yeah. My old scripts rips and flips like gymnastics, and that's it. If loose lips sing ships, my old scripts rips and flips like gymnastics, and that's yo. If loose lips sing ships, my old scripts rips and flips like gymnastics, and that's it. If loose lips sing ships, my old scripts rips and flips like gymnastics, so yo, yo. Loose lips sing ships, ill scripts gymnastics. So what? Loose lips sing ships, yo. Ill scripts gymnastics. Loose lips sing ships, so what? Ill scripts gymnastics. So what? Loose lips sing ships, freestyling on my beads and calls, from mad applause, it's bugs in the attic of course, metaphors, opening your mind of course, moving crowds like yours, one, two, and three, it's me, true who, L-R-C, how we be bugging you easily, moving groovy, with your body side to side, to slide and glide, tell me can you feel the vibe, tell me can you feel the vibe, tell me can you feel the vibe, yeah, tell me can you feel the vibe, tell me can you feel the vibe, so what, tell me can you feel the vibe, tell me can you feel the vibe, yeah, tell me can you feel the vibe,
So in 2006, there was an album that came out by a group called Bugs in the Attic. It was the crossover that was meant to be for the broken beat scene. It was on a major record label. The Collective were out there. Booty Lala. Sounds like the sound of a generation. Kylie Tatham, Fembi Segway, Matt Lord, Oren Waters, Afronor, Charlene Hector, Vula, Alex Fonsi, Daz IQ. Seiji. Tony Economides. Yolanda Quarte. Well, unfortunately, it never got that Mercury Prize, but it's a classic record. 2006, we are all day raving here at Six Music. Bugs in the Attic, Seiji, DJ Gregory. You know, another record that came out in that decade is the album by Burial. And little did we know what an influence that record would be for years to come. And what an influential label Hyperdub would be. And continues to be. And that was the label that released music from Coolie G. We're going to be hearing from her in the next hour. We've got a mix from Mafalda. We're going to keep the energy high. I still want to hear your stories. I want to hear your favourite clubs. And I'm enjoying the WhatsApp message service on a Saturday afternoon. 03700 100 600.
BBC News at 4:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. The authorities in the United States have charged a man with the attempted murder of Sir Salman Rushdie. The author remains on a ventilator in hospital after he was stabbed at an event in New York State. He's been the target of death threats for decades after he wrote the controversial book The Satanic Verses, which some Muslims consider blasphemous. Our North America correspondent Nomia Iqbal is outside the hospital in Pennsylvania and says his security has been more relaxed in recent years.
3 years ago, I interviewed him at a literature festival in the UK, and he turned up with his son and he had his agent, and I asked him where his security was and he almost brushed it off and he said, well, you know, those risks were of the past. And, you know, throughout the 90s he was obviously one of the most endangered authors, but he said he wanted to live his life more freely.
The government's been accused of not doing enough to protect people with weakened immune systems from COVID. The Department for Health has ruled out making a new prevention treatment called Evershield available this winter, questioning whether it's effective against Omicron variants. But the charity Blood Cancer UK says that means that immune-suppressed people will have to continue to isolate. The former Health Secretary, Lord Lansley, says checks and approvals should have been done by now.
What I was expecting was that that would all be achieved in time for the rollout to happen in October. So for that not to happen, I think really, as far as I'm concerned, is a failure on the government's part to provide the level of protection and support to people who cannot benefit from vaccination that the rest of us expect.
Nearly 30 cases of E. coli linked to a nursery in Haddington near Edinburgh are being investigated. NHS Lothian says most of those affected have mild symptoms, but a small number of people have been admitted to hospital as a precaution. The nursery has been closed temporarily. Rail passengers across England, Scotland and Wales are facing more delays this afternoon. Members of the ASLEF union have walked out for 24 hours in a row about jobs, pay and conditions. More strikes are planned next week. One person's died and dozens have been injured after high winds caused parts of a stage to collapse at a dance music festival in Spain. The incident happened overnight at the Medusa Festival south of Valencia. Danny Eberhard reports.
It was billed as the Medusa Circus of Madness, a multi-day festival of electronic dance music. But in the hours before dawn, it morphed into a disaster. Fierce gusts of wind lashed tents and tore down parts of the stage and other structures. Partygoers ran or watched in fear. One ticket holder said it could have been anyone who was hurt. Valencia's regional leader has spoken of his shock, and the authorities have opened a telephone helpline for anyone affected. The festival has been suspended. Police have opened an investigation.
Six Music News, your next update is 5:30.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
away. I feel inside, and it's home. Because you're alive, and it's home. Because you're alive.
Hi, this is Cooley G, my DJ producer. Well, I started doing music at the age of 7, but took it serious in 1998. Going into the 2000s, I remember being one of the first to get the Logic program. And as I was teaching, I got to perform on loads of stages. I even opened up for Bounty Killer, a dancehall artist. I remember being on a show with Sweet Female Attitude. They were performing too. And that was in the early days, and many more shows I did. I grew into music as a little toddler, as my dad had an analog studio with reel tape, etc. Super, super old school. Whilst my mum was into acid house and every other genre like rap tracks. I remember the records, Gangsta, and all of those kind of tunes. I was just born into it, to be honest. The big tunes that I can remember that I still listen to now, Wookiee, Storm, that's around 2001, absolute banger. The production on that was just like so sick, it was like a banger banger. And that's like a little bit of inspiration as well. Love Dub, and I put it up on MySpace on a Sunday night. By Wednesday, I got a long email from Hyperdub, and the only line I took from that email was, "We can make a lot of people hear your music." And that was a yes for me. That's all I wanted to know, really. I had no idea who Hyperdub were, nothing. All I remember is when I started doing gigs, people would scream at me saying things like, "Oh my gosh, you know Code 9? And I'll be like, "What is going on? Like, what's wrong with these people? Why are they so dramatic?" And then I kind of found out a little bit, like, oh, Code 9 is actually something quite special, isn't it? So yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, oblivious to what was going on. I was just enjoying the fact that people are going to be hearing my music around the world. stub organizer thing was pretty cool, and I remember starting it. And I made this boy. I had no mic, and then I realized I wanted to sing those lines. So I sang into a Sony phone and Bluetooth the vocals into the Logic. I even had to build my own PC back in the day, because those days there, I couldn't really get myself a Mac at that point. All the vocals that I did on that first EP was done by Bluetoothing my vocals, like from a phone over. That was actually some really good memories. I really enjoy that. Clubbing in the 2000s, Tongue and Groove in Brixton was one of my favourite places to go to listen to Deep House, and that's how I found out about DJ Gregory, the producer, and Charisma, and many more. But they like stuck to me. I literally went there every single weekend. From sometimes there were Thursday nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Brixton Mass, I used to promote my own events there. There was like thousands of people that would turn up and wait outside to get in. It was so good. There's so many special things around the 2000s. I was performing and dancing and producing, modeling, fashion shows, magazines, teaching. It was just like great. Building me, it was like the building of me before everything really started to go crazy. Hey, this is Coolie G, and you're listening to the 2000s special on BBC 6 Music. All day rave, back to the 2000s.
AKA Coolie G, thank you. Up in my head, this boy, part 4, Love Dub, such a classic, and Wookiee Storm. Out to Frankson on Twitter, Joy Orbison sounding glorious as ever on a toasty summer afternoon on 6 Music. Alvin Collis texts, I work for a label called Wall of Sound, and in the 90s we had nights at tons of great clubs, including at the Blue Note, London on a Thursday night, and then a 5-year stint at Fabric. So many other great clubs, including Chibuku in Liverpool, the Boutique in Brighton, and the Backroom at Manu Mission in Ibiza in the 2000s. Marianne in Newcastle. One of my favourite clubs was Crunch in Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter in the early 90s. A small scuzzy warehouse, Crunch on Fridays, Wobble on Saturdays. Amazing music, intense sweaty atmosphere, and no phones. First time I came out of a club after 6 a.m. and saw the dawn break. Magic times. Graham Bird on Twitter, best club, The Yardbird in Birmingham. Liam Tex, can I get a shout out to my sister Terry and her partner Tony, raving with their new baby boy Robin. Congratulations. Liam Bexhill texting. Hey Giles, I'm remembering Saturday nights at Mass in Brixton with the Mullet Towers crew. Good times. And we're getting some for Germany as well. Best Club Berghain in Berlin and Panorama Bar upstairs. MJ Cole 2012 there. Jit texts, Miles Claret used to put on an awesome Soundway Records night. In fact, we should play some Soundway Records today, maybe, because in the 2000s there were some great collections, compilations, and the pioneer for that sort of searching and discovering new music was certainly Soundway. They were up there, and they're celebrating, what, 20 plus years being around. So shout out to Miles, and Jit remembers being in Stokey, room packed, floor bouncing, condensation pouring down walls, the most amazing pure joy of clubbing with Miles Claret, Soundway Records. Loads more for various places around the world where the club culture has grown. Club Metro in Kyoto, coming from Yoruzu on Twitter. This is BBC Radio 6 Music. There were so many remixes of this, but I thought we'd go back to the original. This is out of the New York club scene. To Francois Kevorkian, Solu Music with Fade.
Here with our lips locked tight, baby. Hi Giles, it's Ollie here in Woodford. My favourite club from the noughties, I spent a year in Glasgow in 2006, and no, it was 2007 actually, and I was going to Sub Club most weekends, and that is hands down the best club going. It's amazing, and you know, I can't pinpoint one night, but it's all about the residents, like Harry and Dom Capello, just always absolutely smash it. So yeah, it's got to be Sub Club for me in Glasgow.
flashbacks to the 2000s. All day rave, back to the 2000s.
Voice Sarah Ann Webb. You might remember her from D-Influence. Golden period for the producer John Cutler. Papa Records. And Distant Records. New York, London. That's a collaboration. Big tune, Dawn. Six music all day rave. This one's for me and for you. Stephen Marlin texting, my favourite club was The End in London's West End. You know what?
That was one of my favourite clubs as well. I used to love it in there. Just like last week, by the way, and this is a strictly vinyl show. Don't know if you've seen that Woodstock 99 documentary, but it's really funny when they go in the rave area. Fatboy Slim playing records. Well, he tried to. But yeah, so a lot of these records, this is kind of the last period actually before the sort of digital files came in. We were playing CDs, of course, early 2000s, and the vinyl was still happening. And then sort of towards the end, 2008, 2009, a lot of those records, like the Joy Orbison I played you before, they did come out on vinyl, but a lot of the DJs had already switched over to digital. And that's why a lot of those records are actually really in demand now, because not many people were buying them and they were just doing small runs of them. So yeah, I thought we'd just do the vinyl for you today. Jim Lister, love you mate. MIA interview on Radio 1 was a very funny listen. We will maybe not get it out because I'm feeling a bit weird remembering that one. And also Jim Lister goes on to say plastic people, plastic people, plastic people, as a lot of people are. Build and Destroy on Twitter, Gotta Be Numbers, the label, they had a great run at the Sub Club as well. And the show with Flying Lotus, Hudson, Mohawk and Jackson was brilliant. Flying Lotus came through at the end of the 2000s as well. And yeah, loads of stuff. James Blake, all that stuff on Deep Medi. Quite a few people talking about various clubs in Brixton. And here's one that had lots of remixes, but I'm going with the original version.
Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly, oh yeah. Every day I wonder why. Peace on earth so hard to find. Real peace begins inside, in our hearts and in our minds. Hearts and minds begin to see that one and all means you and me. And what we know can set us free. Rearrange reality. Reality is what we know. We can change a river's flow. Plant a seed, watch it grow. Build a shelter to build a home. Home is where my heart will stay. Even when I'm far away, makes no difference what they say. As long as you will be my sunshine, when you're with me I can fly, yeah. Sunshine, when you're with me I can fly. When I'm feeling sad and low, and I'm not sure where to go, and all the good times that I've known have gone and left me all alone. All alone I'll never be, long as you are here with me. You're in everything I see and everything I'm doing. All I do for you. You're my sun, you're my moon, every lazy afternoon. You're my inspiration. Inspiration lights the way, brings a sparkle to each day, makes the dark clouds go away. So let us let the children play. When you're with me, I can fly. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly. Oh yeah, sunshine, when I'm with you, babe. No es que lindo, porque te tengo, porque te traigo, porque te tengo, porque te traigo.
see them dance and clap their hands. It's how the whole world understands that we are one. Makes no difference what you've done or where you live under the sun. We are only human, only human. Yes, it's true. Still the mystery is you. And the sky so clear and blue makes every day feel so brand new. Brand new day throughout the world for all the little boys and girls. If everybody lends a hand, we can live together. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly.
Escuchando a Giles Peterson. Estás escuchando a Giles Peterson. You are listening to Giles Peterson on BBC 6. 6.
Be 20 years old soon. It's
This came out in 2003. Another record that kind of got played by most DJs on most scenes at that time. You could hear it anywhere. Back room, front room, bar, peak time. And very much part of that sort of Paris scene that was going on. Really good sort of percussive jazz feeling going on with the French touch at that time. DJ Gregory, second track actually today. In fact, Gregory and John Cutler getting a lot of love for some odd reason, because there is so much music to have chosen. But it looks like Mathilda's got a John Cutler track in her list as well. Go two for me. Right, next week is going to be special from All Points East. Well, we're going to be here, but I'll be playing on Friday and interviewing some of the artists that we've curated, taking a bit of the set, one or two sets from next Friday, playing it out on Saturday afternoon. Tom's just told me we've got Wulu and Friends as well. We've been doing some sessions recently, actually, down at Maida Vale, getting a few in the bag. And Wulu, who's got an incredible new album out, we asked him to go down there. He had some great guests with him, actually. And we'll be playing out Wulu and guests from Maida Vale next week. And we did Jametta Rose and The Voices of Creation, who played yesterday at Church of Sound. Everybody who went there, that was a pretty uplifting event. Amazing, especially when we did that version of Spirits Up Above for Roland Kirk. Yes, we've got that coming as well. Been playing you various elements of dance music in the noughties, but we haven't yet sort of tapped into that kind of jazz thing that was going on very much so in Japan and also in Germany. In Germany there was a lot going on, and you had your crew in Berlin, you had the Sonar Collectives, you had the Root Down crew in Freiburg, Rainer Truby, all of that, Peter Kruder, Fauna Flash, Compost Records, and coming up with some really special stuff, Jazzanova, and this is one of the tracks that used to get played in a club in the middle of the Black Forest called Valsi, a brilliant residency. Craft beers before it was a thing. Rainer Truby at the controls till dawn. And certain songs were made especially for that particular club, and this was one of them. We'll be right back. Okay, so in Japan there was something going on because there was the first generation of artists like DJ Crush, United Future Organization, DJ Sakimura, Shuya and the crew in Kyoto, and they'd been sort of nailing the jazz side of dance music for quite a few years, but suddenly this new group turned up. They created the jazz rave. They're still going strong, and they're called Soil and Pimp Sessions.
We owe him a walk, me this a big enough it done. As I gallop in a this a come me down. Me a angle my post and the furlong a fi run. Me a walk him a walk, but him fi clang fi come. Under the six pearl and the magnum. Why edge the body and me all the wide dumb. Think I done him a done, but off it just begun. Me grab me back up and this hard to a soldier. No fi whip me, me ball out fi murder. No fi position and set me in a harder. He get the gift from the almighty father. Me grab me back up and this hard to a soldier. No fi whip me, me ball out fi murder. No fi position and set me in a harder. He get the gift from the almighty father.
Remember that one? Solid Groove, Sonship, Almighty Father. Mark via Twitter, Downstairs Gardens 2000 to 2002, clubs they loved. Caroline Meepy via Twitter. Noughties was my time. Has anyone mentioned Baggies and the Cross yet? No. Caroline in Forest Gay, so many venues, my faves, included The Cross, just said, but Turnmills for the Lasers, oh yeah. Talking of which, Fat Tony's book is worth reading. Philippa texts, East Midlands Club, such as The Bomb in Nottingham. Wow, time has caught up. We're going to be in the mix in a moment. We're going to invite Mafalda to come along and to give us a special mix. Inspirations from that decade. Music from Linkwood, Julian Jabre. Great mix. Mafalda, she's based in London. I first heard her when I was in Porto in Portugal. And co-run a night back in the day with Floating Points called Your Melody. Works with him on Melodies International. She's got some great music out on her own release. Yeah, she's doing great stuff, and you've probably heard her alongside the likes of Sadar Bahar and Tal Ohuni in the mix for us. Special all-day rave. We're going quality, high quality with Mafalda. It's coming next.
News at 5:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Officials in the United States say a man in his 20s is to be charged with the attempted murder of Sir Salman Rushdie. The 75-year-old author, who remains seriously ill in hospital, has faced repeated Islamist death threats ever since his novel The Satanic Verses was published in the late 1980s. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner says details are emerging about the security preparations at the book festival where the attack took place.
It's being reported in some outlets that the venue reportedly turned down two recommendations to tighten up security. They didn't want to create a barrier, allegedly, between the audience and the venue. That, of course, has turned out to be pretty disastrous because whatever weapon the suspect used wasn't found on him. There was no kind of check, no kind of body check. People's IDs were checked, but not the contents of their bags.
The MP Jonathan Edwards has been told to resign by the leader of his Plaid Cymru party after assaulting his wife 2 years ago. Mr Edwards was given a police caution following the incident and sat as an independent until the whip was restored this week. Earlier, Mr Edwards announced that he would no longer be part of Plaid Cymru's group at Westminster and criticised senior figures in the party for what he called vengeful attacks against him. Formal talks will take place next week between rail bosses and the trade drivers' union, ASLEF, to try to end the dispute about pay that's prompted fresh strike action today. Services are being disrupted across Britain, with 9 operators running limited timetables or no trains at all. These people at London Euston have been affected.
I'm not going home today. I was going to go home on Thursday, but I can't because of the strike, so I'm going home on Tuesday instead.
It's annoying that the general public has to get inconvenienced, but I understand where they're coming from.
I'm trying to get back to the town of Buckingham so I can resume my studies, but I don't know that Euston's completely closed right now.
Crews tackling a huge fire on scorched heathland in Dorset have discovered a piece of unexploded Second World War ammunition. A bomb disposal unit has been sent to the Studland Nature Reserve to make the area safe. Six Music Sport and Aston Villa beat Everton 2-1 in the Premier League's lunchtime kickoff. Villa lost their opening match of the season last weekend against Bournemouth, and their manager Steven Gerrard said today's showing was much better.
I questioned our performance last week. I don't think it was good enough, and the outcome, we certainly deserved that, but this week what we've put into the game, the quality, the goals we've scored, and maybe we could have scored a few more. I think no one can challenge the outcome of the game. I thought we well deserved our win.
Manchester City and Arsenal have just won their games, and Manchester United are just about to kick off against Brentford. Six Music News, your next update is 6:30.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Hiya, this is Mafalda. I'm a Portuguese DJ based in London, and I run my label Tropic of Love, which Charles Peterson has played on the show before. But today we'll be listening to my take on the noughties. I included some of the tracks that I was into at the time, both in clubs but also at home.